Welcome to IELTS.net, podcast how to ace the IELTS speaking task, describing a challenging achievement. The IELTS speaking test often includes questions about personal experiences and achievements. One common topic that frequently appears is describing a time when you successfully completed a difficult task. This article will provide you with valuable insights, sample answers, and tips to help you excel in this part of the IELTS speaking exam. Understanding the task. Before we dive into the specifics, it's important to understand what the examiner is looking for when they ask you to describe a time when you completed a difficult task successfully. They want to assess your ability to recall and describe a specific experience, explain why the task was challenging, detail the steps you took to overcome the difficulties, reflect on the outcome and its impact. Now, let's break down the IELTS speaking test and explore how to tackle this topic in each part. Part 1. Introduction and Interview. In Part 1, the examiner may ask general questions related to challenges and achievements. Here are some possible questions and sample answers. Do you enjoy challenging tasks? Band 6-7. Answer. Yes, I do. I find challenging tasks quite interesting because they push me to learn new things and improve my skills. Band 8-9. Answer. Absolutely. I thrive on challenging tasks as they provide an opportunity for personal growth and skill enhancement. Tackling complex problems not only boosts my confidence, but also gives me a sense of accomplishment when I successfully overcome them. Q. How do you usually approach difficult tasks? Band 6-7. Answer. When I face a difficult task, I usually break it down into smaller steps. This helps me manage it better and not feel overwhelmed. Band 8-9. Answer. My approach to difficult tasks is systematic and strategic. First, I analyze the problem thoroughly to understand its complexities. Then, I break it down into manageable components and prioritize them. I also believe in seeking expert advice or collaborating with others when necessary, as different perspectives can often lead to innovative solutions. Part 2, Long Term. In this section, you'll be given a cue card related to the topic. Here's a sample cue card. Cue card. Describe a time when you completed a difficult task successfully. You should say what the task was, why it was difficult, how you completed it, and explain how you felt after completing it. Here's a sample answer that could help you achieve a high band score. Band 8-9. One particularly challenging task that I successfully completed was organizing a large-scale charity event for my university. The event aimed to raise funds for underprivileged children's education, and it involved coordinating multiple teams, securing sponsors, and managing a tight budget. The task was exceptionally difficult for several reasons. Firstly, the scale of the event was unprecedented for our university, which meant we had no previous blueprint to follow. Secondly, we were working with a very limited time frame of just 2 months to put everything together. Lastly, coordinating with various stakeholders, including university administration, local businesses, and student volunteers, required exceptional communication and negotiation skills. To complete this task, I employed a multifaceted approach. I started by creating a detailed project plan with clear milestones and deadlines. I then assembled a dedicated team of students with diverse skills and delegated responsibilities based on their strengths. We held regular progress meetings to ensure everyone was on track and to address any issues promptly. One of the most crucial steps was leveraging technology to streamline our processes. We used project management software to track tasks and deadlines, and social media platforms to promote the event and engage with potential attendees and sponsors. Perhaps the most challenging aspect was securing sponsorships from local businesses. I personally reached out to several companies, crafting persuasive proposals that highlighted the mutual benefits of their involvement. This required extensive research and several face-to-face meetings, but ultimately resulted in securing more than enough funding for the event. After successfully completing the task, I felt an overwhelming sense of pride and accomplishment. The event not only met but exceeded our fundraising goals, and the positive feedback from attendees, sponsors, and the university administration was incredibly rewarding. This experience significantly boosted my confidence in my leadership and project management abilities. Moreover, knowing that our efforts would make a tangible difference in children's lives gave me a profound sense of fulfillment and purpose. Follow-up questions. What skills do you think are essential for completing difficult tasks? Band 8-9 answer. I believe several skills are crucial for tackling challenging tasks effectively. Firstly, problem-solving ability is paramount, the capacity to analyze complex situations and devise innovative solutions. Secondly, resilience and perseverance are vital. Difficult tasks often come with setbacks, and the ability to bounce back is key. Thirdly, excellent time management and organizational skills are essential for breaking down large tasks into manageable steps and meeting deadlines. Lastly, I'd emphasize the importance of effective communication, particularly when the task involves collaborating with others or seeking assistance. Do you think people learn more from easy tasks or difficult ones? Band 8-9 answer. In my opinion, people tend to learn significantly more from difficult tasks than easy ones. Challenging tasks push individuals out of their comfort zones, forcing them to acquire new knowledge, develop new skills, and think creatively. They often require a deeper level of engagement and critical thinking, which enhances cognitive abilities and problem-solving skills. Moreover, overcoming difficulties builds resilience and self-confidence, which are valuable life skills. While easy tasks might reinforce existing knowledge, they rarely lead to substantial growth or learning. The sense of achievement from completing a difficult task also tends to be more memorable, making the lessons learned more likely to stick in the long term. Part 3, two-way discussion. In this part, the examiner will ask more abstract questions related to the topic. Here are some potential questions and sample answers. Q. Why do some people avoid challenging tasks? Band 8-9 answer. There are several reasons why individuals might shy away from challenging tasks. Primarily, fear of failure often plays a significant role. Many people are apprehensive about tackling difficult tasks because they're concerned about not meeting expectations or facing criticism. This fear can be paralyzing and prevent them from even attempting challenging endeavors. Another factor is lack of confidence in one's abilities. If someone doesn't believe they have the necessary skills or knowledge to complete a task successfully, they're more likely to avoid it altogether. This self-doubt can be particularly pronounced if they've had negative experiences with similar tasks in the past. Additionally, some people may have a fixed mindset rather than a growth mindset. They might believe that their abilities are static and cannot be improved, leading them to avoid situations that could potentially expose their limitations. Lastly, the comfort of routine and familiarity can be a powerful deterrent. Challenging tasks often require stepping out of one's comfort zone, which can be psychologically daunting for many individuals. The prospect of disrupting established patterns or risking the unknown can make some people prefer to stick with what they know, even if it means missing out on potential growth opportunities. How can society encourage people to take on more challenging tasks? Band 8-9 answer. Encouraging people to embrace challenging tasks requires a multifaceted approach at both societal and institutional levels. Firstly, education systems play a crucial role. By fostering a growth mindset from an early age and emphasizing the value of effort and perseverance over innate talent, schools can help build resilience and a positive attitude towards challenges. Workplaces can contribute by creating a culture that celebrates innovation and risk-taking. This could involve implementing reward systems that recognize not just successful outcomes, but also bold attempts and valuable learnings from failures. Providing mentorship programs can also be beneficial, as they offer guidance and support to individuals tackling new challenges. Media and public discourse have a part to play as well. Highlighting stories of people who have overcome significant obstacles or achieved success through persistent effort can inspire others and change societal perceptions about the nature of achievement. Moreover, promoting mental health awareness and providing accessible support services can help individuals develop the emotional resilience needed to face challenges. This could include resources for stress management and building self-confidence. Lastly, creating supportive communities or networks where people can share experiences, seek advice, and receive encouragement can be immensely powerful. Whether through professional associations, online forums, or local groups, These communities can provide the motivation and support needed to take on challenging tasks. By implementing these strategies, society can create an environment that not only encourages, but also equips people to embrace and thrive in the face of challenges. Key vocabulary and phrases for high scores. To enhance your IELTS speaking performance, incorporate these advanced vocabulary items and phrases. Unprecedented, unprecedented, adjective, never done or known before. Example, the scale of the event was unprecedented for our university. To leverage, levered verb, use something to maximum advantage. Example, we leverage technology to streamline our processes. Multifaceted, having many different aspects or features. Example, I employed a multifaceted approach to complete this task. To thrive on, phrasal verb, to enjoy or be successful in a particular situation. Example, I thrive on challenging tasks as they provide opportunities for growth. To boost confidence, phrase, to increase one's self-assurance. Example, this experience significantly boosted my confidence in my abilities. Examiner's advice, to excel in the IELTS speaking test, particularly when describing challenging achievements, practice recalling specific experiences and describing them in detail. Focus on explaining your thought process and actions, not just the outcome. Use a variety of advanced vocabulary and complex sentence structures. Show reflection and personal growth in your responses. Maintain fluency by using appropriate linking words and phrases. Remember, the key to a high score is not just what you say, but how you say it. Confidence, clarity, and coherence in your responses will impress the examiner and boost your band score. For more tips on handling challenging situations in the IELTS speaking test, check out our article on describing a time when you had to overcome an obstacle. By following these guidelines and practicing regularly, you'll be well prepared to tackle this common IELTS speaking topic and achieve the score you desire. Good luck with your IELTS preparation.